another finding, maybe it's implied, but another finding against could be that doing this sets a precedent for anybody else adjacent to it to ask for that same change.
It's essentially, this is the only, in that block, this would be the only trod property within that block, which would possibly set a precedence.
Right.
To start seeing them.
It's possible to store it at a rental unit, but other than that, yeah, the vast majority of the block would all be residential.
Okay. Is the applicant here or are the applicants here? Yeah, want to come up and field questions or make some comments? Did you have a question for him, Travis?
You know, I'd just like to maybe give us an overview of your vision with this and, yeah, where you're headed with it so we can get kind of that.
Sure. Definitely understand that. You can see the place. We've been living there for about 4 or 5 years, something like that. Fixed it up, looked at it. We're looking for farmland. My wife and I both grew up on farms. We'd love to have some farmland. It's not really economically feasible in the land. Land uses around here or prices, but my wife has and our family have some pretty significant roots here. Grandpas, great-grandpas, aunts, uncles. We'd love to be able to come back and visit. Being able to have come back and that would allow that for us to be able to come back, use it ourselves. As we looked at it, we've also talked with the residents that are around us, the neighbors. All of them are in support. We asked them if this were to pass, is there anything that you would like us to do to help ease it? And they said, at the back, there's no fence. We love a privacy fence. I said, okay, no problem. We can do that. And where we're businesses on two sides, we would just complete the square on that. I know blocks usually like to be cut in the middle if we would be looking at zoning on sides. So we have the street zone all on one side. But do you have questions on how things are going to go or what intents we have?
Any intention to, I don't know if the right word, but subdivide the property into multiple units? It can be one unit.
Who would manage that if you're going to move?
Yeah, as has been mentioned, the requirements are pretty strict for a trod. We have to get somebody here in town. We haven't approached anybody. We waited to see what's going to happen here first.
I think there's probably only a couple, two or three options, I believe. Is there? Okay.
Yeah, we've got 5 or 6 on our website. There's a couple that manage most of the units in town, but there's other ones that just manage a few.
Okay.
So there's some options there.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, in general, I think if it doesn't get trod, we're still going to rent it. It's going to be a rental. Some benefits we thought we might look at are that, usually trod rentals are kept up a little bit better. They have to compete on how well they look, what they're like, what you'd like to be there. It's close to all the financial areas where people would spend money. It's walkable, family safe, easy, and kind of fits in with what we thought would be Midway's plan, what they're looking at. Any other questions there?
Yes, I think we're finished. I appreciate your time. Well, why don't we open this up to a public hearing? It's scheduled for a public hearing. If there's anyone that would like to comment on this, we invite you to come up to the microphone, state your name and address, and keep your comments brief to 2 to 3 minutes. Okay, seeing that there are no folks interested in the public hearing, we'll close the public hearing. Discussion, Planning Commission, we've got some pros and cons here. What are your thoughts, or do you have any other questions at this point?
My concern just is if we change the zoning on that, will it just continue to change the zoning within
set
that block? And
yeah.
Yeah, set a precedence to do it. That's just my biggest concern.
Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts?
I agree with Kelly. We just spent 6 months on the general plan, and it's clearly something that's discouraged in the general plan, and I understand there is commercial around there, but I think, if we don't stop, the applicant that came in a couple months ago.
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
So that's the way I'm leaning is against.
Any other thoughts, comments? Or anybody want to make a motion? Is anybody ready for a motion? Okay.
I make a motion that we recommend denial of the, let's see if I can get this here. Of the land use map amendment zone change of the Midway City land use map. They're requesting that their parcel located 26 South 200 West is added to the transient rental overlay district. The parcel is 0.32 acres and is zoned R17.
And that, the report findings?
Oh, and we accept the staff report and findings.
Second.
Okay. And so just a point of a question. We haven't had findings where we've had two sets of findings, sort of a pro and a con. Is it appropriate to accept all of the findings in this case, or?
So you want findings that are going to support your decision.
Mm-hmm.
And so you probably want to take a look at those findings that are all
yeah.
presented and see if there's any that
specific. Let me see.
So
the ones against the proposal?
So your motion would include the findings against the proposal, and maybe with one change there, that the general plan language is now accepted rather than proposed. Are you okay with that change?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Andy, on the second?
Yes.
You're good with that?
Yes.
Okay, so we have a motion to recommend denial of this.
Mm-hmm.
And a second. Any discussion?
I have a little bit.
Okay.
I totally get what you're saying about precedents, but the findings against general plan discourages the expansion of TROD because it could potentially reduce full-time resident housing stock and could impact the feel of the community. It doesn't say anything about setting a precedence. And I kind of disagree with the at this time the full-time resident housing stock, because my partner and I do property management, and at this point there's almost 100 rentals available in Wasatch County for full-time residents. And I know that's not always the case, but I don't agree that setting a precedent is included in this, in the findings against, and I'm not saying that they can't say that, but.
So are you suggesting that one of the we add a finding that this would set a precedent that we're not?
I think
in favor of?
A little further discussion on why we're denying it, if because of her two commission members say that it's because of setting a precedence, and I'm not seeing that in the findings, and I.
Right.
If that's the reason why we're declining or denying it, it needs to be one of the findings, right?
Yeah.
And I you know, when the applicant proposed it, he makes a couple of good points as far as the upkeep of the property. Some of those things are good points. However, I get where the Planning Commission's coming from as far as setting the precedence. I say if it's denied, the denial, especially since every person that's denied it or seconded it has said that's the reason why we're denying it.
That it should be
that it needs to be a
finding.
Bullet point on possible findings
yeah.
for against.
Okay, well.
That's not why I denied.
Pardon me?
We can approve this and it'll go to City Council and they'll deny it.
Yeah, this is a recommendation only.
That's my point. Doesn't matter what I think, okay? Because of the stance that the City Council has taken, both on the city general plan and their discussion in that meeting, because I listened to it,
mm-hmm.
doesn't matter what I say here, because they're trying to shrink that trot. So, I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense to even bring this before this group if it's not even going to be listened to. That makes sense?
You mean before the City Council?
They're going to say no.
They're
going to
deny
it.
It
doesn't matter what I say.
Yeah. Well, it is here, so we have to deal with it as a point of business. So maybe a suggestion would be, would you want to amend your motion to include that additional finding that's been brought up here?
Because we don't want to set a precedence?
Yes.
To add that in? Yeah.
Okay.
That would be.
So, Melanie, is that clear?
Yes.
And Andy, are you good with that second?
That's fine.
Any further discussion? Okay, well, why don't we do a roll call vote then? Start with you, Kelly.
Aye.
Okay, right.
Nay.
Okay.
Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
So we have three ayes and two nays. So the motion carries for denial or recommendation of a denial. That doesn't mean you can't go to city council, but it'll go with the recommendation from the planning commission. Correct, Michael?
Yeah, that's correct. So we'll be in contact then on probably on the next city council meeting. Actually, not the next one next week, but it'll be the one after that. The first meeting in June is what we're looking at. So
do you have an overlay of what this trot is? How far south does it go?
So it goes down.
First south?
I don't, you know, I've got the zoning map at the very end of this. So this follows halfway through the block, almost all the way through all the main street, except for when you get Center Street, it goes down to Third South. So where the Dave Bell Garage is.
You don't have a zoomed out version of this.
Okay, let me flip through about 50 slides real quick. That one. Oops. And I went too far. So this is our whole zoning map. And it's difficult to see. I can't really zoom in on PowerPoint.
Do you have a pointer, Michael, that will work?
So this is what we're looking at right here. Oh, geez. And this is the commercial zone. This is over at Hamlet Park. And you can see it drops down at Third South. So basically, it's a half block off Main Street and a half block off Center. That's where the commercial zones are located.
Does that answer your question, Craig?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Moving on to item three, Berg Engineering, agent for Peter and Emily Malinka, is requesting preliminary slash final approval of a 5-lot density reduction subdivision to be known as the Malinka subdivision. The proposal is on 5.2 acres and is located at 150 North 100 East in the R115 zone. Michael?
All right, thank you. Yeah, the city's received an application for a density reduction subdivision. So a density reduction subdivision is a code that was created to really incentivize property owners to choose a less dense option if they're going to subdivide their property. There's benefits for the property owner, but also for the city if somebody does choose this option. Kind of the benefits for the city is there's usually not any road construction involved with this. Or in this case, there is a bulb that's created. But generally, we don't see any new road construction. That means less maintenance over the long run. Snow plowing, you know, resurfacing the roads. A lot less money goes towards those types of subdivisions. And it also promotes some of the vision of the general plan of having a more rural type feel, more open type feel in the community. And so there's kind of pluses for the developer in the fact there's less money put into infrastructure, and there's pluses for the city because there's less density and less maintenance in the long run that matches the vision that we have in the general plan. So that's really why this code was created. Without this type of code, it's unlikely we would have subdivisions proposed that are less dense than what the zoning allows. And this gives an option for that to happen, to be kind of a win-win situation. One of the benefits of going through this process, it is preliminary and final, meaning it's a quicker approval process. That was one of the incentives created when we developed the code. And so this is something you would just look at one time unless this item is continued, and then the city council would look at it one time. You wouldn't see it again for a final approval since it would cover a preliminary and final all at once. So kind of a land use summary. The zoning is R-1-15. The property is 5.2 acres in size, proposals for 5 lots. There is a public cul-de-sac that will be built. So the end of